how fast it goes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, hello, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning as we continue coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. There is an update coming later today from Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson on the government's financial rescue efforts. Seems a good chunk, like half of the money's already gone. And Paulson's going back to Congress for more. That was the original deal. But some lawmakers aren't happy about the spending spree so far. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Congress gave Treasury Secretary Paulson the first half of the $700 billion bailout package with few strings attached. But lawmakers need to approve the second half, and many do not approve of the way Paulson has been spending the money. They don't think enough is making its way into loans for consumers and small businesses. And congressional leaders have joined Michigan lawmakers in asking Paulson to use some of the money to help the auto industry. Congressman Sander Levin is a Michigan Democrat.
We have to act in November in terms of the auto industry. It can't wait.
Congress could amend the bailout bill to force Paulson's hand, but University of Texas law professor Henry Hugh expects Congress to green light the rest of the cash with or without changes.
Nobody wants to be seen to be increasing the risk of some kind of economic Armageddon.
Adding to the pressure, no one's sure about the proper role of government during an economic crisis. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
It certainly has been a slippery slide for the price of oil. Light sweet crude is selling at a bargain compared to 3 or 4 months ago, around $59 a barrel. Investors are going back and forth about next year's global economic growth, or the lack thereof, and whether demand will eventually go back up. The naysayers are winning that fight today. Stocks are lower in Asia. Nikkei down more than 1% this morning. Hang Seng down about 1% as well. The Chinese market up just under 1%. European stocks are trading higher today. American markets closed lower yesterday. The Dow dropped about 2%. The Nasdaq had similar results, and S&P stocks were down as well. The European Union is moving forward with plans for tougher regulation of credit rating agencies doing business there, Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and a few others. From Berlin, Kyle James reports.
Many see credit rating agencies as one of the bad guys behind the current financial crisis. They're accused of, basically, not doing their job and underestimating the risk of the investment vehicles at the heart of the current financial meltdown. The European Union is expected to do more than provide a simple slap on the wrist, according to Philip White, an analyst at the Center for European Reform.
They were doling out AAA ratings to investment vehicles that actually turned out to be a lot more risky than that. The general drift in the European Union is to prevent financial crises from happening in the future, is to tighten the regulatory screw.
The new EU rules will likely be tougher than those under discussion in the US. Europe could require agencies to make their assessment methods more transparent and put an end to consulting services that might lead to conflicts of interest. In Berlin, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
There's been so much attention drawn on the new Yankee Stadium. The slumping economy isn't helping matters either. Seems there are several luxury boxes that aren't selling. They go for about $600,000 apiece for a season. Many of the higher-priced boxes are sold out. Go figure. Yeah, you heard right. Higher price, the 600 large for one season. What a spectator's game.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat. Now available at splendidtable.org.
Up to now, Africa's banking systems have been relatively insulated from the meltdown of global financial markets. A lot of Africans don't have bank accounts, much less stocks or bonds or retirement accounts tied to global financial systems. But as Gretchen Wilson reports from Johannesburg, the continent is bracing for the ripple effects of the global slowdown.
To understand how Africa is feeling the hurt from the financial crisis, start with commodities. In South Africa, platinum mines like this one process tons of mineral-rich earth. Just a few months ago, colossal demand drove global platinum prices to more than $2,200 an ounce. Africa is rich in natural resources: oil, copper, gold, and coal. David Shapiro is a market analyst with Sasfin Securities, a stock brokerage firm in Johannesburg. He says the recent demand for Africa's commodities really opened the continent to new development.
That's really been driven by the growth in emerging markets, particularly Chinese demand, Indian demand, Russian demand, etc.
But the meltdown of financial markets cooled global demand for Africa's resources and pulled back speculation. Commodity prices have crashed. Platinum alone is now trading at less than half of those earlier highs.
It's been quite a shock therapy for us.
Today, Africa's businesses and governments are afraid the crash will scare away rich Western investors. The UN says foreign direct investment here climbed to $53 billion last year, more than five times what it was just 8 years ago. Dennis Dykes is chief economist at South Africa's Nedbank Group.
Tied to that was a lot of infrastructure spending coming to the continent in terms of railways and roads, even things like telecommunications infrastructure.
But some governments are putting these big projects on hold, which means ordinary Africans may have to wait longer for electricity or irrigation systems. Some say they expect to be affected in other ways, too. Barbara Mufisi is a baker in Johannesburg. Her aunt and uncle live in London and send her family hundreds of dollars a month.
Those people who are overseas, they help us a lot.
The World Bank says $28 billion in remittances were sent home to Africa last year. Mufisi says that's bound to shrink if migrant workers lose their jobs.
It worries me because our hope is on them.
The next fear is that penny pinching in Western countries will also mean shrinking tourism dollars and cuts in foreign aid. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
By the way, we're podcasting, and you can get the latest on the fallout from the financial crisis at our website, marketplace.org. Hope you can check that out. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Thanks for being here. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.